readers recently voted it the greatest novel of all time. Then the American Film Institute ranked it the number two most inspirational movie. Now WTOP film critic Jason Fraley is raving about the 50th anniversary Blu-ray of a novel-to-film adaptation that makes The Hunger Games look like child's play.
Mockingjay, meet Mockingbird.
Hey, Mr. Cunningham.
In just three innocent words, six-year-old Scout Finch defused an Alabama lynch mob. Harper Lee's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel To Kill a Mockingbird was released in 1960 and adapted for the screen in 1962, a year before Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech. The coming-of-age story was also a coming-of-age moment in race relations for our country, and the 50th anniversary Blu-ray marks the time perfectly. Disc 1 features a newly remastered print of the film, and Disc 2 is full of extras, from Gregory Peck's Oscar speech to a full-length making-of documentary. You'll learn fun facts like the character Dill was based on Lee's childhood friend Truman Capote. You'll also find interviews with Robert Duvall, who made his film debut as the ever-shy Boo Radley, and of course Peck, who turned Atticus Finch into the AFI's greatest movie hero of all time.
In our courts, all men are created equal.
All films are not. 4 out of 4 stars.
Is that a great flick, or is that a great flick?
That's phenomenal.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Now, did you read or watch Mockingbird in school? Did it have an effect on you? You can tell us on Facebook, and you can watch Lawrence Fishburne's reaction on WTOP.com. Search Mockingbird.
You know, for me at least, I remember reading the book, Harper Lee's great novel, for which he won the Pulitzer,
right.
And it got me interested in reading. I mean, after that, all I wanted to do was grab great books.
Awesome.